98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Well, good morning. How do you fancy your gift of some IMC cinema passes? We've got two up for grabs if you send us in a WhatsApp voice note sharing your little win. It's a small thing that's made you smile. Your little win could be that you were at one of the many gigs over the weekend.
Like there was so many.
The Cure.
Yeah.
Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
Michael Bublé.
Calvin Harris.
Twice.
Who else?
Calvin Harris was in Malahide and Marley.
Yeah.
Supported by Jazzy.
So many things on.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. That could be your little win today. Your little win could be that you were in Croker to see the Dubs beat Galway.
Up the Dubs.
Or maybe your little win is that you have a very short week this week because you have some nice plans. Are you off away on a holiday or maybe you're heading to a hen or something exciting? We'd love to hear from you this morning on 0877 98 98 98. Your little win could be like Kirsty's in Ballymun.
My little win is that I have work until Tuesday. And then I'm off for 9 weeks.
Woo!
And then going on holidays as well in July. So yeah, that's my little win. Love the show.
Oh, thanks, Kirsty. Yeah, I think this is possibly the first proper week where there are no schools. Like everything, I think, was done on Friday.
Yeah,
so
this
like,
is it.
There's a lot of people off as of this week.
School's out for the summer. Brendan, yeah. What is your little win this morning?
My little win this morning is, now it sounds quite boring, but it thrilled me. I slept for 12 hours on Saturday night.
I'm so jealous.
You know when you just had a week of it,
yeah.
Like, and it was very hot, and so like everyone's had broken sleep for a while, and so I went to bed on Saturday at 10 p.m. and I opened my eyes at 8 a.m. on Sunday, but I closed them again straight away. And the next time I opened them, it was 10 a.m.
I'm delighted for you, Brendan.
I was thrilled.
That's probably the latest that you've slept in for years.
For a very long time, yeah.
Yeah.
There was one Christmas during COVID where the two of us, I think, were sleeping until like midday.
We were home to snuggle.
We went
that
home
was our
to
Christmas
snuggle.
Song that year, and we lived that life.
But since that, we always wake up early. But so that's my little win. I had a 12-hour sleep.
Unreal.
On Saturday. I'm thrilled. What is yours?
My little win is I went to my mum-in-law's on Saturday for a barbecue.
Lovely.
So it was my husband's birthday last week, so we were doing a family
little
celebration.
Birthday barbecue.
But my mother-in-law, Violet, is an excellent baker.
That I can't.
She made our wedding cake. Like, she's so talented.
Yep.
And she made a gorgeous Victoria sponge for the occasion. I'm very sorry I didn't bring any in.
No,
we actually ate all of it.
That's absolutely fine.
But my little win is I had a stunning Victoria sponge.
Yeah. I've had the pleasure of having some of Violet's baked goods.
Just
and
excellent.
They are sensational.
They are. They really are.
Yeah.
I was thrilled when I saw it come out.
Oh, God.
Full of cream.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can taste it. I can taste it.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little.
Elaine in Ranelagh has been on and says that her little win is that she's treated herself to a bacon sandwich this morning.
Oh, lovely.
Two slices of Brennan's,
mm-hmm.
Loads of butter,
yep.
Bacon, and Elaine says a bit of brown sauce.
Oh, brown sauce. Now you've lost me there, Elaine.
I randomly quite like brown sauce.
I only ever have brown sauce specifically with a cottage pie.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only time I'd ever really use it.
I get why that would work.
Brown sauce. There you go, Elaine. Enjoy that this morning. Sandra is in Mulhuddard.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My good news today is that we were in Clough Park yesterday to see Dublin beating Galway. What a win.
Up the Dubs. Go on. Here's Paddy.
My little win was, one, I was at the Dubs game to watch them beat Galway. You up the Dubs. The second was me grandchild that we were only talking about 2.5 weeks ago on the radio here that my daughter was going to have a baby.
Yeah.
My grandchild was 2 weeks old.
Aww.
This Saturday. Up to Dubs.
Oh, Paddy, all the celebrations. Noah is on the Navan Road.
Hi, Becca and Brendan.
Hello.
I'm going on holidays in 3 days. Whoop, whoop for me. And I'm going to Dominican Republic with my brother, sister, mom, and dad, and me. Yeah.
The Dominican Republic.
The absolute glamour of that. That's going to be an incredible holiday.
Noah, you're so well travelled.
Yes.
Here's Jenny.
Morning, guys. My little win is it's my grandson's birthday today. He's 5. So happy birthday, Alfie Moon. Love you.
Happy birthday, Alfie Moon. And here's Connor.
Good morning, guys. I'm after getting my results. I'm an apprentice electrician, and I'm after getting my results over the weekend to say that I've passed them all. So now I am a qualified electrician.
Woo!
It's been a long 5 years.
Go on, Connor.
Congratulations.
A massive congratulations.
Such a relief, I'd say, after all that work.
Big time. Connor, Jenny, Noah, Paddy, and Sandra, thank you so much for sharing your little wins. We're going to send you some IMC cinema passes.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A new prize.
Tell us, Matchy Marco.
And a soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to a brand new week of our fabulous, glamorous game, Matchy Matchy. If you've never heard this before,
Where have you been?
We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with mine or Brendan's, you'll win some gorgeous prizes. Good morning. Buongiorno to Matchy Marco.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Our prizes today could see you sizzling with a brand new barbecue. And how would you like a night out at a gig of your choice?
Ooh.
It is possible with this ticket voucher. Win now with Matchy Matchy.
It is possible. I feel like Matchy Marco has a really thin moustache.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good morning to Liz, who's in Whitehall. You're on 98 FM, Liz. How are you?
Good morning, I'm grand. How are you?
Liz, we're great. So the summer holidays have started in your house. Are the kids thrilled to be off school?
Do you know what? My two youngest are going outside and one of them is on a bike in his pyjamas.
It is pyjamas, Liz. That's the way to live during
pyjamas.
Summer.
I'm like, oh my God, he's making show of me.
Liz is mortified. Oh, hilarious, Liz. Come here, you've only just moved into a new house, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Are you decorating at the moment, Liz, or is it kind of ready to go?
Well, it's a new house, so like I do have to paint, but I kind of just leaving it white at the moment.
Yeah. Living it for a while and then see.
Take your time. See.
Let kids man through the walls first before.
And then when they need a bit of a cover up, then yeah.
True.
Liz, do you get to listen to Matchy Matchy often?
Yeah, I do. I listen to it most mornings. Like, and I actually matched Trey on Thursday with Rebecca.
On Thursday? Oh,
Robert De Niro one. Robert De Niro.
So, Liz, have you decided who you'd like to play with this morning?
I'm going to play with you because I matched with you. So,
fingers crossed you do it again this morning.
Okay, I'm
here we go. Liz, did you say you've already played with me before?
I played with you and I got 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3, Liz. That's not bad, is it?
Now hopefully this will be 3 out of 3.
Hopefully,
now.
Liz. Hopefully. Okay, let's get you a Matchy Matchy this morning. Your first word, Liz, is gas.
Boiler.
Said very seriously, Liz. Okay, your second word is proud.
Proud?
Hmm.
Pleaser?
No, proud. Sorry, with a P.
Oh, proud.
P-R-O-U-D,
Proud sponsors.
Proud sponsors. And your third word is John.
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 Oh, God.
Think of a famous John. John now.
John. Oh, my God, who's famous up to John? John, I'm just going to say John Blogs. I don't know what to say.
Are you going John Blogs?
Yeah.
Okay, after gas, you're saying boiler. You're saying proud sponsors and John Blogs. Liz, are we locking those in?
Yeah.
We're locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was your Monday morning visit?
Lovely. There was a custard tart in there.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I know.
One of the little ones from Portugal.
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Okay, let's get you a Matchy Matchy with Liz in Whitehall. Your first word is gas.
There's a couple of options here now. I'm going to say gas man.
Your second word is proud.
Proud Mary.
Rolling. And your third word is John.
John? What? Oh, gosh. John. I don't know if this is Bon Jovi. I think that's one word. I think Bon Jovi's... Is Bon Jovi one word?
Have you got a matchy-matchy with Liz in Whitehall this Monday morning?
I'm so sorry.
Not on the same page this morning. Liz went gas boiler.
Yeah, I was thinking that, yeah.
Proud sponsors.
Okay.
And John Bloggs. Now, John, when I said the name John, you both went, John! Yeah, John's a funny one.
Bon Jovi's
brilliant.
They're coming to Dublin soon, aren't they?
I think so.
It's my life, Liz. I'm so sorry we couldn't do it.
Liz, we didn't do it this morning.
It was grand. But, it was fun to play anyway.
We had the crack, Liz. We're going to send you a 98 FM goodie bag.
Thanks very much. It's very good.
Thanks a million, Liz. Have a great day. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning.
My answers really said a lot about my musical taste.
I think I might
Tina
have said,
Turner and Bon Jovi.
Yeah, no, that was brilliant. I think I would have said Gas Man. Proud Lion? Does that make any sense? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Lion is proud.
It's proud.
Yeah.
And maybe John Paul, as in like one of the popes.
I was about to say John the Baptist.
John's a really tricky one. If anyone else has answers for John, will you let us know?
I was thinking John Gibbons, the Irish DJ.
Oh, yeah. John.
John.
John. Is there a movie, John Wick?
Is it John Wick?
I don't know.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Welcome to a brand new week of Who's Laughing Now. Is it week two or week three of this?
Oh, I think we're into week three already. Time flies.
It does, literally. Yeah. And you could be flying if you win a €500 flight voucher. That's what's up for grabs in Who's Laughing Now. All you have to do is tell us what famous person is having the lols.
Oh, it is a tricky one. Good morning to Sam in Coolock. You're on 98FM. Sam, how are you?
Hi everyone, how's things?
Sam, how was the weekend? You were out celebrating Pride.
We were. Myself, my husband and my daughter went in to celebrate it, and it was just a great day.
Oh, fab. It was brilliant. Were you watching the parade or walking with it?
We were watching the parade.
Lovely.
Nice one. And the weather looked lovely. It stayed dry.
It was lovely. Stayed dry and it was really warm, so it was just nice.
Ah, that's perfect, Sam. And then you had a barbecue yesterday.
We did. My sister just bought a house, so we had like a celebration for her. We had a barbecue. It was lovely.
Deadly.
Fabulous weekend.
It's a fab weekend.
Sam, have you come up with a few guesses or do you have one in mind in particular?
I have one in mind that I'm pretty sure it is, but now I'm kind of doubting myself.
No, Sam. Stay confident, please. Stay confident. Here we go. Tell us, who's laughing now?
I think it's Cillian Murphy.
Is it Cillian Murphy?
Oh, sorry, Sam.
It's not.
No bother. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Good morning to Kira, who's in Dublin 8. You're on 98FM. Kira, how are you?
Good morning. Not too bad. How are you?
We're great, Kira. Any holidays planned yourself?
Do you know what? We only actually booked a holiday last night, so if I win the flight voucher today, it'll be ironic.
Where are you heading to, Kira?
We just booked Tormaline.
Lovely. Okay, well, fingers crossed we can give you this flight voucher now for another holiday, Kira. Tell us, who's laughing now?
Is it Leonardo DiCaprio?
Is it Leonardo DiCaprio? Oh, sadly not, Kira.
It's not.
Not to worry. Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, if you think you know who's laughing now, you could win a 500 euro flight voucher.
It's not Cillian Murphy. It's not Leonardo DiCaprio. I was about to say Da Vinci. all the incorrect guesses, they're up on 98fm.com/laugh. And if you'd like to have a guess tomorrow morning, we'd love to hear from you. WhatsApp laugh plus your name to 0877 98 98 98.
Leonardo da Vinci.
I was in Florence recently looking at the Renaissance paintings.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan, coming up, you're going to be chatting about a world record.
Yes, I am. First this morning, though, a giraffe who had the neck to go missing. I was thrilled with myself at 6 o'clock this morning writing that.
The neck!
Had the neck to go missing from a ranch in Texas for several days. Oh. Has been found safe and sound.
I'd say he was probably easy to find because he's so tall.
Well, so
you'd think
you
so.
Would think that this is the case. Gracie, she's about 3.5 years old, right? And she's been living at a place called Cedar Hollow Ranch since May. But last week she went missing. Mm. And I did see this story last week and I was like, well, I actually won't do this in Brendan's bit, you know, in case the outcome's not great. I didn't want to report her missing while she was missing, but then I saw the happy ending. But like, you'd think, like, how easy is it to hide a giraffe?
But then I'm wondering, is this place just absolutely massive?
So I think there's a lot of trees.
You need a drone.
Well, the local sheriff called in a few helicopters to help find her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but a drone actually now would have been easier.
More cost effective, maybe.
Well, it was an aerial team. I made the assumption it was a helicopter. Maybe it was a drone. Mm. Well, they'd no luck at all last week until over the weekend when Gracie was finally spotted grazing about 6 kilometres from her home.
Are you having a giraffe?
She's been described as having a very catch me if you can attitude.
Okay, it's a brilliant film.
Yeah, so they're going to have to get a vet to sedate her to get her back to where she belongs.
Okay.
Because she's keeps running,
she wants to run free.
The local sheriff has also described Gracie as looking fat and happy.
Oh, God.
She's just having a great time eating.
Gracie was grazing.
Grazing Gracie. Finally this morning, a parakeet who lives with a family in South Carolina has been crowned the oldest parakeet in the world.
Parakeets are they're green, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really colourful.
Yeah.
And they look kind of like a very colourful parrot.
There's loads in London.
They're all over London. Yeah,
they're really cute.
And then, was there a story that they were...
There
was a few in Fairview a few years ago. And they didn't want them to multiply.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've spotted them in Dublin over the years anyway.
Yeah. I think
or
they
London,
look
I should say, sorry.
Anyway, this one is called Spoodles. Spoodles... is 32 years and 86 days old.
Wow.
A woman named Amanda has had his age verified with Guinness World Records, allegedly. Spoodles was just 3 years old when Amanda's mother gifted him to her in 1997. She said the parakeet isn't as talkative as he used to be, but he still greets her each morning with a pretty bird.
Oh,
yeah, pretty bird. Parakeets, typically, if you're interested, they typically live 15 to 20 years.
That's still, you
Spoodles
know,
is 32.
Yeah, I wonder now, was there a switcheroo?
Now, we all remember the story about Bobby the dog.
Yeah.
And Bobby the dog.
Bobby the dog. You were suspicious from the get-go, Brendan. Get-go.
Bobby the dog, it was claimed, was almost 32 years old.
Yeah,
in
he was
2023.
In his 30s.
Yeah.
But
now,
he wasn't
I'm not
thriving.
Being funny. Like, I think at the time, Bobby was older than you were.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. So his breed normally only get to about 12 years old.
Yeah.
And then after Bobby died, what did they say? Posthumously. Posthumous.
I can never say that
at
word.
At an unknown age, he was stripped of his title.
Stripped.
Unceremoniously.
Shocking.
Because they couldn't prove that
well,
he was as
they
old
seem
as
to have been able
was.
To prove this one.
Yeah, so congratulations
to that
Spoodles,
parakeet.
Who's 32 years and 86 days old. That is, I don't believe it. That is Brendan's bit.
I wonder now, is someone going to come out of the woodwork?
If they only live to about 15 or 20 years old, like that's double the...
Yeah, no, it is. It's, yeah, if it is true, it's impressive.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, I said I wouldn't watch it, but when the clock struck 9 p.m. yesterday, I did a U-turn and I stuck on Love Island. For one reason, And one reason only, Charlene Murphy has entered the Love Island villa. She was one of six girls who headed in for the Casa Amor twist.
Yeah.
So every year, either the gals or the boys leave the main villa,
yeah,
go to another villa for a week.
See if their heads can be turned.
Exactly. Yeah. Try and see, you know, if things could be shaken up a bit. So Charlene Murphy, after months of speculation, is in the Love Island villa. There was a lovely moment now when the lads walked in and Fitzy, who is a fellow Irish contestant and also a fellow influencer, he spotted Charlene. And it turns out the pair have actually, they've met before.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe friends could turn to lovers.
Hi, Charlene. How are you getting up?
Oh, it's a good see you familiar face.
This is mad.
This is not real. I feel like I'm in a dream.
Yeah. So is there anything you've seen that you think we need to know?
He's getting the gossip.
See,
from the girls.
I thought you were going to be so much more like, you're very like, yeah, yeah, you're going very quiet.
He's been with the gal the whole time.
Yeah. It's because I know you.
So you know each other?
Like, yeah, yeah. From like, so yeah, from work.
Any funny business?
Whoa.
Whoa.
No.
Just good friends, yeah?
Good friends.
Just pals.
Yeah.
Pals to lovers.
Yeah, yeah.
No. She said, yeah.
Oh, she went, I don't know. Ooh.
Okay, so they're either going to be just really good mates or it could kick off.
Then there's a fella called Cavan in there.
Okay.
Hope I'm pronouncing his name right. It's Kavan, not Cavan.
Yeah. Not like the county.
But Cavan's in there and he basically, when he saw all the gals, he expressed his interest in Charlene, right?
Okay.
So there's a teaser release for tonight's episode. I think Charlene is going to be back in the main villa. I think she's going to win the whole thing. Anyway,
brilliant.
Cavan basically pulls her for a chat.
Yeah.
And it looks like they might be about to smooch. Take a listen.
I regret not kissing you last night.
Really? You can do it now. Ooh. Why can't we just kiss everyone?
Come kiss me then.
What the...
There you go.
She's only at the door a wet second.
You got to make an impression, and Charlene certainly has done that. So I'm going to have to start watching this every night now.
It's incredible she's gone in. It's brilliant.
And do you know what Maya Jama said last night on After Sun?
What?
She called Charlene the Queen of Ireland. And someone else said that Charlene is the Molly May of Ireland.
Excellent. That is a great comparison.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.